This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. Ringgit and Cents on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, good morning and welcome to Ringgit and Cents for this Thursday morning. I'm David Chiu with
Azura Rahman.
Hey, Azura. Now, on Ringgit and Cents this morning, you are going to be talking about little bad financial habits, right?
Yes, so many of us are guilty of them, David. I don't know about you, but I am. And these are the throwaway expenditures that, you know, we carry out that slowly draining money out of your account, you know. And it's something that my guest this morning calls the latte account.
Oh, really? Yes. What's that got to do with the coffee?
Well, you know, if you are getting your daily fixes of latte from your, you know, expensive coffee shop near your office, you know, and thinking that it's a treat for you, it's slowly draining money out of your account, which is fine if it's not a case of you actually saying that I never have enough money. This could be the reason why.
Oh, duit kopi lah tu.
Yes, duit kopi, exactly. You know, in the long run, it costs you a lot of money. So I spoke to Joyce Chua and Lee Man Wai from Success Concepts on how we can actually kick that habit. So what are these typical examples of little bad financial habits that people can get trapped in?
Well, it's all summed up in a terminology we call latte factor. Mm-hmm. It is a habit where we spend our money unconsciously. I mean, there is such thing as an unconscious and a conscious spending. It is something, it's not about the amount of money you spend. It can be as little as just, you know, small things you pay which you don't use. Clothes that you buy and, you know, you never use it. Subscriptions that you sign in and you hardly read the magazines. Worse is the gym memberships that we pay for 2-3 years and then we get lazy and we only use 2-3 months. So these are unconscious treats, unconscious spending that we do without it becomes habitual.
Right, okay.
And you don't even think about it.
That's the interesting thing that you mentioned, you know, calling it the latte effect. And what is the reason behind that?
Well, nothing against coffee. I really love coffee. It's just that lattes are really fairly much more expensive than just a normal cup of coffee. And of course, now you can make lattes at home. So it's just that. That's one, all right? It's much more pricier than normal coffee. And secondly, latte is very addictive. We tend to want to have it. I mean, just by the smell of it, we just want to get it. So it becomes very unconscious and it becomes emotional.
Okay, now, it's, like you mentioned, it's an unconscious treat. And what is normally driving this behavior then?
It doesn't have to be anything that drives the behavior. It's just a habit. If you do something often enough, frequently enough, it soon becomes a habit. And we're not talking about large expenses here. They could be small. Imagine if you save, say, 10 ringgit a day. 1 month, that would give you $300 in savings. Now, if you work it out, time value of money, okay, over 30 years, assuming even quite a conservative rate of return of 6%, you'd be amazed that you would have spent the equivalent of 300,000 ringgit.
Right, right. So it's nothing that's really actually driving this behavior in that sense. It's just a habit where you don't, but there's no decisions even being made in the sense you feel then, Joyce?
Initially, it's a decision maybe due to peer pressure or maybe due to there's an internal need to perhaps look good outside or, you know, be seen. And then later, it becomes part of your life.
Right.
You know? Or sometimes it's just an impulse buying. For example, it happened to me. I mean, I just thought, okay, I'll just sign up for 3 years gym membership. I save X amount of money and that's it.
Right.
Or there were also a couple of other things like where you spend on a pack of cigarettes. That's not, well, you don't, I'm not saying you smoke unconsciously, but that becomes a habit and it's a need.
Right.
You know, so a pack of cigarettes is really smoking up money in the long term.
Now, that example of gym membership is a great one, Joyce, because, you know, people tend to sign up for the platinum membership, as they call it, you know, get a free towel thrown in every time you go. And, you know, you sign up for 3 years, whatever it is. But gym memberships, they are the worst financial habits of the 21st century. Don't you think so in that sense?
Yeah, I think due to a lot of advertisements, we just really want to look good and slim. So
it's the nature of it as well. You know, the longer you sign up for it, the more you save. Isn't
There's
that
a lot of advertising. It's very good advertising.
Yeah.
You know, you sort of get 3 years, 2 years you pay for it, and 1 year free. Mm-hmm. So you look at it and think, okay, that makes sense.
No, but it doesn't happen to everybody, because there are people who are very disciplined in going to the gym. That's perfectly all right, and that makes financial sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it would be people like me who only felt that I need to lose weight at the beginning of the year. Then towards the end of the middle of the year, it's like I have so much things to do. No, like, never mind. You know, so that becomes a total waste of money. So there is a hole in our financial pockets,
right?
Which drains our money unconsciously.
So it's when you don't actually utilize it, that's where it becomes a real waste.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. One
example would be vitamins that I buy, and I just want to help a friend because they say, okay, I'm selling this, and I've forgotten to take them, or lazy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I throw them away after expiration.
Right.
Yeah, it's just like lattes. We're talking about lattes. A lot of people sort of start taking lattes and it becomes a habit.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you could get probably the same thing, possibly even tasting just as good, if not better, from your local coffee shop.
The worst is when you leave it, nursing it on your desk for the whole day and you don't even finish drinking it. Correct. And then you buy another one the next day.
Absolutely.
So it's basically these little habits that don't make only financial sense, but also don't make any sense at all in terms of its usage.
Quite often the amounts involved are so small that you don't really think twice about
it. Right.
And that's what makes it a little bit dangerous, that you don't think about it.
I guess when it becomes really damaging, Joyce and Manwai, is when it is actually creating a serious drain on your finances.
Yes, of course, when it's a serious drain, it would mean either it's those small little lattes and a lot, or it's one huge or one or two huge lattes.
Right.
For example, I know someone came to me and said, I have got 30 handbags and these are all branded, and she has to buy a special cupboard to keep all the handbags. And all I say, do you use all them? No, I just open the cupboard, look at it, I feel good and close it back.
Right.
That's really a financial drain. And indeed, she had a financial drain.
Right, okay. And the next step would be taking insurance for those handbags at the same time. You know, it can go on and on.
Yes, that's right.
Right, okay. Now, when we come back from the break, we'll be talking about how we can step up from this bad financial behaviour with Joyce Chua and Lee Manwai, talking about bad financial habits on Ringgit and Sense. It's Azura Rahman on Ringgit and Sense, and here with me, I have Joyce Chua and Lee Manwai, and we're talking about kicking bad financial habits. And early on, we're going through some of the examples. We talked about the gym membership, we talked about the latte factor. Now, another thing that tends to come up when it comes to, you know, spending money in a foolish manner, perhaps, you know, bad financial habits, is being penny wise about pound foolish, basically, you know, not looking at the bigger picture. Do you find this happening among some of your clients as well, Joyce?
Yes, friends and clients. Yes, we look at the small picture and we've forgotten the large pictures, you know. For example, you know, trying to save a parking fees by, you know, illegally parking, and then you get a parking ticket. And then, you know, or things like you've been running a car, you don't want to change your car because it's too expensive to change your car, but the maintenance on the old car is worse off.
Right.
You know, so those kind of examples.
Yeah, it's just like you buy something on credit, okay, because the credit card has given you a special offer and you get, say, 15% off, and you think, good deal. But then you don't look at the bigger picture, and you incur interest on that.
Mm-hmm.
And credit card interest runs at anything from 18% onwards. So you save 15% and you're paying extra 18% out. So
those deals by those credit cards has already been factored in very well, isn't it? You know, you don't tend to make a spread out of it at all in that sense, do you?
Not at all.
They are very smart.
Now, okay, how do we break away from this financial habit then? Well, how do we actually stop ourselves from buying that latte every single morning, for example?
I think it's a lot of it is just awareness. If you're not aware of what you're doing, then nothing's going to change. So one good way is, you know, those old 555 notebooks?
Right. Okay. Yes.
It may be something like that. And you just keep track of what you've been spending every day.
Right.
Now with technology, you could probably use a PDA or something and achieve the same thing. But essentially, you need to track every single cent that you are spending.
Mm-hmm.
And once you know where you're spending your money, then you can start tracking down, is this a latte factor?
Right.
Or is this a necessity?
Right.
So that's key if you want to start controlling your finances.
So basically, it's just starting to journal every single thing that you have, that you spend on a daily basis then.
Yeah, because when you look back at it after 1 week or maybe after a month, you may decide, wow, I didn't know I was spending a few hundred ringgit on lattes. Or,
mm-hmm.
You know, I spent a few thousand ringgit on gym memberships, and God, I only went to the gym 3 times.
Now, based on the exercise, do you find that your clients who tend to do that actually choose to forego those bad habits, so to speak?
Not immediately. No, when it comes to drinking and smoking.
I think it's a process. Right. You know, once you realize that you're spending a lot of money on unnecessary items, then it needs to have a conscious decision for you to change. If you decide that you want to change, then things start to happen. But if you decide, I'm not bothered, then nothing's going
to
change.
No, actually, some of them who change is because they came to us with a reason. And their purpose is that they are really struggling with their deficits. So they came to us and they said, I just want to cut down. I don't know where. So what we do is we run through their daily life and say, okay, what do you do? You know, even to the very hour, and say, okay, what do you spend on every day? And we find that there are areas where we can take away. For example, there was a lady who came and said she's really drained out every month. And when we asked her questions, we found that, oh, she's buying organic vegetables now. I know organic's good. But
wow, to that detail.
Yes. Yes, it can be to that detail. And because they're adamant in changing their habits, because it's causing the hole to get bigger, that's where the impetus to change is. Now, when everyone's comfortable, then it's okay. You know, right. It's just the small little things in life.
Exactly, that's what it is, Joyce. You know, these are these little treats that people think will help their world go around. And, you know, if this is going to cost me $5 a day, why should I give it up?
Right. I think you need to look at the bigger picture. Okay, if you've got a purpose, what you're trying to achieve, and you're not able to achieve that goal of yours right now, then you have to start analyzing, you know, why I'm not being able to achieve that. If it means that you need to save 200 ringgit a month, okay, and you're only able to save 100 ringgit, then how can we improve that? And quite often we're spending a lot on small items that we don't think about. And if that goal is strong enough, then people will change.
Can these habits ever be okay, Joyce? If I want to treat myself, what's wrong with me treating myself?
I see, that's what you mean.
Yes.
I have friends who, you know, when I want to get something like that, and say, Joyce, latte factor, you know? And yes, it's perfectly okay for someone who has done their finances right, who has organized their financial life. I've set aside money for retirement, for, you know, things in goals in my life, purposes in my life. What is wrong to have those sort of things? That's fine. But if you have a cash flow problem and you've not even set up the main purposes in your goals, for example, retirement and the other milestones in your life, and you're complaining, I don't have enough money, then that's where you really need to change.
And really need to identify what's your latte factor in that sense.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
Well, I would say that human beings have this natural tendency to waste money. Okay, having said all that, if you have got your finances all in place, your milestones done, but we have a natural tendency to waste money. So, but whatever your financial situation is, just be conscious of that habit. Up to today, even though I have done up all my finances, I'm okay, I still have this inbuilt button that alerts me and says, you are wasting money, you are wasting money. So that gives me the opportunity to take charge of my finances.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So lots of interesting things to learn from there. And Joyce and Manoir, you'll actually be speaking about this this weekend, aren't you?
Yes, that's right.
Yes, we're having a career fair. And financial, financial literacy fair with a difference. We're focusing on the OKUs, people with disabilities, the deaf, the hard of hearing. And that's going to be happening this weekend at Sunway College. It's a free event. People are welcome to come.
Anyone's welcome to attend?
Yes.
9 to 5.
9 to 5 on Saturday and 9 to 3.30 on Sunday.
Okay, interesting stuff. So if anyone wants to get a bit more of, you know, their financial knowledge topped up, join Joyce Chua and Lee Manoir this weekend. And if you miss any bits of this interview at all, don't forget to download our podcast from www.bfm.my.
Well, so many little financial bad habits now, but sometimes, I mean, it's those little treats that actually help us to get through the day, right?
That's very true, David. And sometimes, you know, you have to do, I guess, a proper cost-benefit analysis. I mean, if a cup of store-bought latte gives you so much pleasure and, you know, it's a well-earned break from your very, very stressful work day, Maybe it's well worth the money after all.
Yeah, tell that to my wife, yeah. My little pleasures are buying tech gadgets, which are, well, a little bit more than just a cup of latte.
As he's wielding his new iPad mini, right?
And that's the end of our show for today. Tomorrow on The Property Show, what do you have for us, Azura?
Tomorrow, I'll be speaking to Lillian Tay, principal for Veritas Design Group, and she'll be talking about the Tropical Tower design of high-rise buildings in KL.
Oh, interesting enough. Mm. And that's going to be tomorrow on The Property Show. Same time as today at 9:30 a.m. right after the news. So till then.
Ringgit and Cents on BFM 89.9, The Business Station. Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.